So let's review. The previous Mishnah taught Ein Chalken Es HaTraklin Ad Shehi Ben Kedei Lezeh O Kedei Lezeh. If two people are partners in one property, one partner cannot compel the other to divide the property unless each share is of a significant amount. And the Mishnah explains, Zeh HaKlal Kol SheYechalek B'Shmoyo Lav Chalken Vim Lav Ein Chalken. The general rule is that if after the property is divided, each share would be large enough to still retain its function and name, only then can one partner compel the other to divide it. But if each share would be too small and it would not retain its function and name, one cannot compel the other to divide it. The Gemara here addresses the case of Ein Behen Kedei Lezeh O Kedei Lezeh, where each share would be too small and therefore one cannot compel the other to divide it. Is there anything else that can be done? And there is a machlekes. Rabbi Yehuda says, Is Dina the Goder Ogud? One partner can compel the other to dissolve the partnership by saying, either sell me your share or you buy my share, because as Rashi explains, he can claim, she afshi b'shut fasech, I don't want to be partners with you. Rav Nachman disagrees and says, Les Dina de Gore Agud. One partner cannot compel the other to dissolve the partnership because he can claim, Shutfin niyaba, I want to remain partners with you. Accordingly, in the case of Becheru Pashit, Shenich Lenavin Evedu Behema Temeya, if two brothers inherited a servant or a non-kosher animal, which cannot be divided, and one of them is a firstborn who receives Pishnaim two shares, according to the opinion Is Dina de Gore Agud, one can compel the other to dissolve their partnership, and either the Bechor pays one-third to the Pashut, or the Pashut pays two-thirds to the Bechor. While according to the opinion of Les Dina de Gore Agud, Ayved Lezeh Yemechad Ulezeh Shnei Yamim, the servant or animal works one day for the Pashut and 2 days for the Bechor. The Gemara cites a relevant Mishnah Masechtas Gittin regarding Misha Chetzi Eved Vechetzi Bechorin, a person who is a partial Eved Kanani and a partial Yisrael, as Rashi there explains. He belonged to two partners and one freedom. His financial status can be dealt with by arranging that Oivides Rabbi Yemechad Bes Atzma Yemechad. He works for himself and for his master on alternating days. However, his halachic status regarding marriage cannot be resolved because Lisa Shifcha Ein Yachal, Lisa Bascharin Ein Yachal. He cannot marry either one. Therefore, Bimnei Tikkun HaOilam, in order that he should be able to get married, Koifenes Rabbi Vo'eisen Oise Ben Chayrin, Vekoisven Shtar Al Chatzi Adamov. Bezdin compels the owner to free the Eved, and the Eved must reimburse the owner for half his worth. This implies, however, that if not for the marriage issue, all agree that the Eved cannot compel the owner to sell him his share of the Eved by the concept of Dina de Gure Ogud, because Shani Hacha de Ogud Ika Gud Leka. The partnership cannot be dissolved both ways. Only the Eved can buy out the owner's share of Eved, but the owner cannot buy out the Eved share of Ben Charen, because a Jewish Ben Charen cannot become an Eved Kanani. And as Rashi adds, She'ein Eved Ivri Nimker El Lashesh. As a Jewish servant, he would be sold for only 6 years and then become free. After some discussion, the Gemara wants to say that Dina de Gore Agud is actually Machlikis Tanoim in the following Braisa. Tol Ata Shir Va'ani Pachis. If one partner wants to dissolve the partnership and tells the other, you take a bigger portion which would retain its name, and I will take a smaller portion. Tana Kama holds, Shaymanlai, the other partner must do so. And Rabbi Shimon ben Gamliel holds, ain't shame alike, the other partner does not have to do so. Now, the Gemara asks, Ilem ikedetani, my tamad Rabbi Shimon ben Gamliel. The braisa cannot be understood literally, because if so, why does Rabbi Shimon ben Gamliel hold, ain't shame alike? The other partner has no loss, since he gets the bigger and significant portion. Therefore, the braisa must be understood that the machlekes is regarding good or ogud. The Tanakama holds, shame alike, because is dina the good or ogud. While Rabbi Shimon ben Gamliel holds Ein Shemele because Les Dina de Gore Agud. The Gemara says that this is not necessarily so. Perhaps the Braisa does not refer to Gore Agud, but rather to Tul Ata Shir Vani Pachis. And even so, Rabbi Shimon ben Gamliel holds Ein Shemele, because the other partner claims, I B'Dame, Lesli Dame L'mitin Lach. I have no money to pay for the extra amount. V'Ibe Matana, L'nichli. And I do not want to receive it as a gift, because the Pasuk says, B'Soyne Matana Sichya. Regarding the previous Mishnah's conclusion of V'kisvei HaKodesh, Ava Pishash name Reitzim Lo Yachleiku, the scrolls of Tanakh may not be divided even if both partners agree to it, because as Rashi explains, G'nai Hadav L'chatchan, it's a bizarre to cut them. Shmuel says, Leishonu El B'kerach Echad, Ein Chalken, only if the Tanakh are all in one scroll, they may not be able to break up the scroll because of bizarre. Av B'shnei Kriche is Chalken. If the Tanakh are in separate scrolls, they may divide the scrolls, and the one who gets the more expensive scroll compensates the one who gets the less expensive scroll. Now, according to the opinion of Is Dina de Gore Agud, even if it was not shneim reitzin, they can do so. While according to the opinion of Les Dina de Gorei Agud, only if it was shneim reitzin, they can do so, but if it was not shneim reitzin, they cannot do so. The Gemara proceeds with a machlekes where the one may combine Tanakh into one scroll. Tan Rabbanan, matpik adam tairin nevim ksuvim ke'echad, divrei Meir. Meir says a person may combine the entire chumash, nevim ksuvim, into one scroll. Rabbi Yehuda disagrees and says, tairin b'fnei atzma, nevim b'fnei atzma, b'ksuvim b'fnei atzma. Tairin nevim ksuvim may not be combined into one scroll, but rather they must each be a separate scroll. The Chacham say, kol echad ve'echad b'fnei atzma. Each sefer of nevim and ksuvim must be in its own individual scroll and may not be combined. Rabbi concludes, there was an incident in which the entire Torah Nevim Ksuvim were combined into one scroll, and Rebbe ruled that it is kosher. However, bein chumash lo chumash lo Torah arba shitin, v'chein b'chein bein kol navi v'navi. A separation of four lines is required between each sefer of chumash and between each sefer of Nevim. V'navi shal shneim asr gimel shitin. A separation of three lines is required between each sefer of trei asr. However, if one sefer ends on the bottom of the page, the next sefer begins immediately on the top of the next page with no separation, because as the next verse explains, if he chooses to, he may cut apart each sefer. And as Rashi adds, it's a disgrace to the scroll that it is different than all others with a space on top. The Gemara continues with a brayso which rules like Reb Meir. One may combine the entire Torah Nevim Ksuvim into one scroll. He leaves over at the beginning of the scroll enough blank parchment to be wrapped around the wooden rod, and at the end a longer piece of blank parchment to be wrapped around the entire scroll. The Gemara asks from another brayso that states, Tchilas Sefer v'Sefer k'dei logul. Both at the beginning and end of the sefer, he leaves blank parchment to be wrapped, which implies that they're both the same amounts. The Gemara offers two explanations. Rav Nachum Yitzchak says, "Litzdadin ketani." The Braisa agrees that the beginning and end are of different amounts. Rav Ashi says, "Ki tanya hi b'sefer Torah." The Braisa refers to a sefer Torah, and regarding a sefer Torah, "Ba'ois le'amud elich ve'elich." Both beginning and end are the same amounts of Kedei Logul Amud because Nigla Lem Tziyasei, the Sefer Torah is rolled on two rods towards the middle. However, regarding the Nevi'im Ksuvim, Bereisha Kedei Logul Amud, Ubersefer Kedei Logul Hekev because Nigla Lem Mitchelasin L'Seifan. They're rolled on one rod from the beginning to the end, and the end is wrapped around the entire scroll.